Hello, good day, and welcome to the Just Vocabulary podcast. And in today's episode, we'll cover the words
mercurial,
and
nonchalant.
Also, I'd like to invite you to our new website, www.justvocabulary.com. We got some great study tools there, including all the previous episodes and the Just Vocabulary Power Hour. But now let's get started with our first word.
Mercurial.
You know, I really wanted a mercurial thermometer, but I got a digital one.
Mercurial.
The comedian relied on his mercurial wit, not rehearsed jokes, to entertain his audience.
Mercurial.
Joanne is a bit unpredictable with her mercurial mood swings.
Mercurial.
The adjective mercurial is spelled M-E-R-C-U-R-I-A-L.
Mercurial.
What does this word mean? Someone who's mercurial is subject to sudden or unpredictable changes of mood or mind. So a person or thing liable to change very suddenly is mercurial. So the word mercurial is related to the noun mercury, and it can refer to, well, a Roman god or the planet Mercury. That's the nearest planet to the sun in our solar system. As you know, there are mercurial thermometers, and these thermometers contain the element mercury. And mercury rises or lowers based on temperature. That's why the adjective mercurial probably got the meaning of being volatile, capricious, temperamental, or changeable. And some good antonyms are constant, invariable, steady, or stable. Okay, brilliant. Let's move on to our next word. It's also a GRE word, and the word is
nonchalant.
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 Surprisingly, when John was told he won the contest, he was very nonchalant and didn't seem that excited.
Nonchalant.
You know, we record this show in South Africa, and every now and then we go on safari. And once on a safari, we found 10 lions walking nonchalantly across an open field.
Nonchalant.
Even though Mark was nervous when he asked her out, he tried to appear nonchalant about it.
Nonchalant.
The adjective nonchalant is spelled N-O-N-C-H-A-L-A-N-T.
Nonchalant.
I wonder what it means. If someone is described as being nonchalant, that means that that person feels or appears casually calm and relaxed. That person is not displaying any anxiety or enthusiasm or interest. It means you're casual and unconcerned. Well, actually, the word nonchalant in French means not being concerned. It's derived from the French word nonchalar, which is a French verb. So if you do or say something nonchalantly, you do it with a casual and unconcerned air or manner. Some synonyms: cool as a cucumber, indifferent, unconcerned, or blasé. And some good antonyms: worried or concerned. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. I would like to thank you for listening. If you have any comments or feedback on the show, you can email me at info@justvocabulary.com. I hope you listen to our next show where we cover the words
obsolete
and
foster.
ting li ke tang ting class.com